This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the month. And my first guest this first hour has been a friend of our show for many, many years. Funny guy, no doubt about it. Louie Anderson will be joining us. Then we'll be chatting with Ed Meyer from Ripley's Believe It or Not. Got some fascinating presidential memorabilia that we'll be talking about. Later on in the hour, we'll be joined by Michael Starr, who's written a book about William Shatner. This past March 22nd marks the 90th birthday of Bill Shatner. And I got to tell you, it's a great book, and it's about a really popular guy in show business, William Shatner. And then we'll end things out with Patrice Washington. We're going to talk a little bit about what's in the news these days with stimulus checks. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. I'll be right back with Louie Anderson.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
What kind of career are you looking for? Do you dream of using your creative talents in the movie business? How about the advertising world? Or would you rather work in fashion? At Academy of Art University, we can help you get the art and design skills and experiences that employers want. Hundreds of top companies in the Bay Area and around the world have hired graduates from the Academy. You'll be trained by professional faculty members that have worked in the industry. So your education is practical and focused on what real-world companies want. You can get your degree at our San Francisco campus or anywhere online. Do what you want to do with your life. Call right now to get more information.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and the problem is that he hasn't been with us recently. And we had a lot of good times talking with him, and the first time I got a chance to meet him was at the Rio with their grand opening back in Las Vegas back in 1822. There weren't many lights back then. Joining us right now is, as Comedy Central says, one of the 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time and author, my friend Louie Anderson. Hey, Louie, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. The last time we talked, we were talking about a comedy school that you were involved with. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I was doing a thing called boot camp.
Yeah, boot camp. Right.
Yeah, and I did it, and it was really good experience. I realized, though, that comics are difficult students. They don't really listen. They don't want to do what you want them to do. I mean, it was almost like looking at myself in the mirror.
That came as a surprise.
When I was doing it, I went, oh, my God, what am I doing? Who do I think I am? I think it helped a few people. I won't say their names, but a few people have done it, have gone on to become quite successful.
Well, that's good. That's great.
That's what I'm glad about that.
Well, I think one of the other things we talked about, and it was a litany of things, was your other book about your dad. Wasn't it something about your father?
Dear Dad.
Yeah, Dear Dad. Yeah. And then there was one called
Letters.
Dumbo?
Yeah, Goodbye Jumbo.
Jumbo, Dumbo, yeah. Tomato.
That was, I was about being a fat kid, growing up a fat kid. And, yeah, then I did the F word, How to Survive Your Family.
Right, right.
And now I have Hey Mom, stories I told my mom, but you can read them too.
Well, you know, I can't wait to talk about this because your portrayal of your mother, Christine Baskets, I mean, is, I want to say, very eerie a little bit, but also very cool. There's no question about it. And I want to talk about that because the book, I'm sure it was very therapeutic to write it, but you had, as you had with your dad, a lot of ups and downs with your parents, didn't you, Louis?
Yeah, you know, like, I think I just was trying to, like, search for that thing. You know, you grow up watching these iconic, you know, perfect families on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I got out of that was, wait a minute, this isn't all the families out there. Here's a family that you might not have seen before. So I think with my dad, you know, his alcoholism, with my mom, you know, I just didn't get a chance to ask her all the questions. Like, why'd you pick my dad? Why'd she stay with him?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she, you know, give my sister up to her sister to raise? Because she had so many kids or she was overwhelmed? What was it? You know, just stuff like that. And also, I wish I would have become friends with her. In fact, I wrote this book while I was doing Baskets. And so what happened was, one day I came home and I go, I wonder if my mom was ever as happy as Christine Baskets was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage people to get the book and give to their mom, but to include a letter from themselves in it.
Good idea.
You know, that they have. You know, I really think the book changed my whole feeling about my mom again.
Mm-hmm.
Made it her even a more. Here's my mom, by the way. She's right.
Oh,
in that picture.
Wow. Beautiful lady. I went online today and saw some of the pictures of her that you have online, too. You know, it's funny because I have a picture of my mom and dad, but since my first right hand person just left, I can't even show it to you. And they won't.
Yeah.
And they never listen to the show, so how would they know what's going on? Hey, Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them, too. I love the name of that. Did she get a chance to experience your success?
She did. You know, she got to see a lot of it because she was here till 1990.
I
did The Tonight Show. I did Rodney's special.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the TV shows that I was on. And also, she got to go to the White House because I performed for Reagan for the opening of the Lincoln, where Lincoln was shot, the
Ford
theater.
Ford Theater. Yeah.
You know, they reopened it. They remodeled it, reopened
right.
it. And there was a celebration there, and then afterwards we went to the White House for a reception.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing experience for her to see that and for me to hopefully, you know, give her some satisfaction that what she did has paid off. And then with Christine, I mean, she really is the archetype. She's the archetype of that character, and I'm really lucky. I guess because I really wanted her to know how I felt and how much I appreciated her, and I did have the questions. So, you know, some people say why write books like that because it gives you some sad,
sure,
difficult things in them. But I say I'd like to have a complete life and. I like to try to help that person who's struggling out there.
Did your dad get to see some of your fame, Louie?
He did not. He came to a couple shows at the beginning, but he passed away. I started in 78, and at the end of 78 or early 79, he passed away. He was quite sick.
I think what you do is excellent. And I tell you what I equate it to, okay? Not to sound philosophical or make it sound like this is my Barbara Walters question, but when we used to watch the old detective shows like Jack Webb, these guys didn't have a life in the show. I mean, you saw they got
right.
up with a suit and tie and a suitcase. They went to bed with a suit and tie and a suitcase. Now when you see these different shows, you see behind the scenes. I think when it comes to somebody in the public eyes, especially a comedian, okay, where they're always on. See, I always say that the best guest that I could have is a comedian because they are always on. They're not an actor who sometimes knows the line, sometimes doesn't, so on and so forth. But to see somebody like yourself, who is so funny in concert, and then to know that it's a real person that feels pain just like all of us, I think is a nice dimension. I really do.
I mean, I think it is who I am, and I'm glad I am who I am. And I hope it makes people feel less alone, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that that's what I'm going for. I want people to laugh and have a good time and be good to themselves, really.
Yeah. How many dates are you doing on the road now?
Well, I mean,
when things get back to normal.
Over 100, usually. Over 100. I still love stand-up, and I have a date in July. I don't know if I'll do it, because who knows if it'll work, but I have a corporate thing in Vegas in July, so I'm hoping that will materialize.
I have a date in July too, but don't tell my wife about it. It's kind of on the QT.
Right?
You know, it's funny though. You should mention the fact that you love being on the road. But I have to tell you, and I admire this from comedians, is that I'm a singer. I work with a 15-piece orchestra doing a review of Dick Clark's American Bandstand. When you screw up with 15 people behind you, you can kind of get away with it, okay? When you are a comedian, you are there with no safety nets. You live and die every 4 seconds. To me, that is an extremely difficult profession and a real art.
Well, you know, you have to do this. You have to say to yourself, you have to, like, when you die up there, you have to make it seem like it doesn't matter, or admit to it right away and move on. Because the audience is rooting for you if they're a good audience. Mm-hmm. And I think probably the same with you. They want you to do well. Now, everybody's going to a performance almost always for a good outcome. And so I think you get that benefit, especially in stand-up, if they're your fans especially. They're with you, and they'll laugh with you if you laugh at yourself being, you know, doing a bad joke or routine. It just happens.
One of the classic lines you told me one time, you were working someplace the day after you and I talked, and you said it was a tough audience last night. And I said, what goes through your mind when there's a tough audience? And you said, dinner.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm already thinking about what I'm having after I do this show.
You know,
I'm always thinking of food.
There is nothing funnier in a routine than the French fries in the back seat. You just reach in the back and get a. That's a great.
I'll tell you, it's true. That's an old routine.
One
I should bring back.
Well, you know that I'm a fan of that. Well, the name of the book, by the way, it's in paperback now, and it's called "Hey Mom: Stories from My Mother." But you can read them too. And it's done by a real talented guy and a friend of ours for many, many years, Louie Anderson. Hey, Louie, next time you're down in the Orlando area, anywhere around Central Florida, let us know. We can break bread. We can break.
I'd love to.
We could break a lot of things, okay? We could break the bank.
We could break chairs.
We could break chairs. Break tables.
That's what I always worry about. Yeah.
Louie, thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. Nice seeing you.
Take care.
Louie Anderson has been our guest. Great book. Hey, Mom. Stories from My Mother. Great, great, great book from a talented and good friend of ours. Thank you very much, my friend.
Love you, Ron.
Love you too, pal.
Take care.
Okay. I always like when Louie's here. He's a funny guy. And we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. And speaking about around the world, our guest has traveled around the world collecting unusual stories and unbelievable artifacts to Phil Ripley's Believe It or Not. For the past 35 years, Edward Meyer, who's the Vice President of Exhibits and Archives, have been doing that. Thought it appropriate to talk about some of the stories and facts with regards to presidential trivia. Ed Meyer joins us on the show. Hi, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us on.
Talking about Abraham Lincoln and his pet turkey in the White House. You got some other stories about good old Abe, don't you?
Well, Abraham Lincoln is my favorite president, and I say that with a little bit of caution because I'm not an American. I'm a Canadian, so my opinion really doesn't count. But
we appreciate the input.
Everything about Abraham Lincoln fascinates me.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I understand that he had written over a million words during the presidency or in his lifetime, because that's more words than were written by Shakespeare.
Or in the entire Bible. And I was going to say, this is not including any kind of private correspondence, you know, not letters to his son or his wife or whatever, but this is all public printed material while president. 1,078,365 words, which is about almost a whole 100,000 more than are in the Bible, and about 50,000 more than in all of Shakespeare. So I think of Lincoln as, you know, the great orator, but truly he's the great writer. Piggybacking on that, there are more books about Abraham Lincoln than any other individual except Napoleon.
Wow.
Or on any other subject except the Bible and Napoleon. So the third most popular thing to write about is Abraham Lincoln. At last count, more than 14,000 books. So you could, in theory, have a library of just material on Abraham Lincoln. And if you added his own writings to it, you'd probably have a pretty big library.
What about some 20th century presidents like Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, FDR, Truman, Eisenhower?
Well, if we go to Teddy Roosevelt, I think it's relatively well known that the teddy bear was named after him. But I don't think many people realize ladies' lingerie, the teddy, is also named after Teddy Roosevelt.
I didn't know that.
And one of the things he's most famous for, in addition to the teddy bear, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And there was a very, very popular toy before the teddy bear, Teddy riding on a horse, and the horse rears up mechanically. And today, that is one of the most collectible presidential pieces of memorabilia. Anybody out there listening that's got a Teddy Roosevelt plush toy horse, Ripley's would be interested in getting another one. We've only ever seen two, and we have one in our collection at this point.
Is that the statue that you many times see in the Oval Office? And I know Ronald Reagan had it, and I think Clinton had it. Is that the same statue you're talking about?
The same pose, but as a children's plush animal, dating from 1901, 1902 type era.
In your opinion, Ed, and I'm sure that you have so much to draw from, what is the strangest story that you ever heard about a president?
Oh, boy. Well, this may be not exactly answering your question, but I'm going to relate to, again, one of the exhibits that we actually own. on display in our auditorium in Baltimore. Again, I think everybody at this point in history knows that Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth in the Ford Theater. Booth comes up from behind, shoots Lincoln in the head, jumps over the balcony, and lands on the stage.
Right.
Well, a derringer falls out of his vest pocket and is found on the stage. Now, a derringer, I think, again, a lot of people realize it's a small gun if it fits in your pocket, but it's a particular style of gun made by a gentleman named Derringer, who
right.
is one of the foremost gun makers in history, and certainly probably the number one at that time. So people found this gun as Booth leaves the theater, runs out the back door. The gun is found. So for over 100 years, it was assumed that that gun was the gun that shot Abraham Lincoln. Again, you probably know exactly how many days later, but when they finally get, they shoot Booth down in a standoff, they find a matching pistol in his arsenal when they capture him. Two pistols are identical. They were made as a match pair, one for each vest pocket. But until 1972, modern-day ballistics, 107 years later, no one was sure which pistol actually killed him. And most people, you know, believed it was the one that was found in the Ford Theater. We own that gun on display in our museum in Baltimore, beautifully inscribed by Mr. Derringer to Mr. Booth, beautiful silver work. 1972, it was discovered by ballistics that the other gun is the real gun. And, of course, today that can be seen in the Ford Theater.
So the Ford Theater, yeah.
Really cool piece of history. It is one of the most beautiful guns. Nice little velvet pouch that it fits in. And what a unique piece of our Americana.
Yeah, I saw that. And how many locations of Ripley, believe it or not, are there? I know that there's one right near my studio here in Orlando, but worldwide, how many?
Worldwide, 31 in 10 countries, 18 in the United States, 4 in Florida. And our very first, oldest museum, 1950 we opened, so 65 years plus, St. Augustine, Florida, America's oldest town, is also America's oldest Ripley's, believe it or not.
And you rotate these artifacts so that people have an opportunity to see them in this country or overseas?
Well, we do, certainly. We try to have something new in every museum every year to get repeat tourists. But we're also adding to our collection every day.
Yeah.
Change out a few of the old ones and keep adding new ones.
That's great. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to donate this microphone that we did this interview on to the Ripley Believe It or Not Museum so that you can have, and I can have, a everlasting presence at that one, okay?
That'd be great. And you know, honestly, that's a big appeal for a lot of people, to be able to say that they're in a Ripley's Believe It or Not book, or more specifically,
oh, yeah.
in a Ripley's Believe It or Not auditorium, is usually their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. And you got one of the world's best jobs.
Thank you.
Please come back, and maybe one day we'll go down and do a remote broadcast from the one here in Orlando.
That'd be great. I'd love to do it. And anytime, we're always happy to talk on the radio.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, as a local guy, you're probably aware of it, but if you want a real big dose of presidential history, Claremont has
oh, yeah.
the president. Museum, run by a gentleman named John Zweifel, has the world's largest miniature version of the White House, a spectacular exhibit.
Yeah, I've been there several times. I know John, and you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's tucked away in a little bedroom community, but it's very nicely done.
Beautiful piece.
Edward Meyer, Vice President of Exhibits and Archives for Ripley's, believe it or not, all across the USA and around the world. Thank you so much, Ed, and I appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I've had Ed on the show several times over the years, and I just cannot get enough of talking to him. And how cool is it to be able to know all of those backstories at Ripley's, believe it or not? If you get a chance to go visit one, do it. They are unbelievable. Or not. Don't leave us. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. set another new daily high for COVID vaccinations on Saturday as new cases are seeing a slight increase. More than 3.4 million doses of vaccine were administered on Saturday, with an average of 2.6 million shots being administered daily. The nation did record a 7-day average of just over 61,000 new COVID cases. That's up 12% from the week before. And a massive container ship blocking the Suez Canal has been partially cleared from its banks, but it's still not clear when the ship will finally be able to be moved. Crews were able to move the Ever Given's rudder and stern, but were unable to free the ship from the sandy clay of the canal. The nearly quarter-mile-long container ship has been stuck in the canal since Tuesday when strong winds pushed it into the bank. Canal authorities say that more than 300 other ships are waiting for the Ever Given to be cleared so they can traverse the canal. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Earl, it's Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest, and I don't know if he remembers this or not because it was a long time ago, has been with us in the past. He has covered television at the New York Post for the last almost 20 years, a little bit longer than that, in fact. He's authored 25 years. Wow, I was trying to make you look young there, but I guess no chance in that happening. And he's authored critically acclaimed biographies of Peter Sellers, Art Carney, Joey Bishop, Bobby Darin, Raymond Burr, Red Fox, and Ringo Starr, And the last time we chatted was when we were talking about his book about Red Fox. Joining us right now is Michael Seth Starr. Hello, Michael. How are you today? Welcome to the show again.
Hi, Ron. I'm great. How are you?
Good. I remember distinctly when our producer walked in and said, "Do you know a gentleman by the name of Michael Seth Starr?" And I said, "Yeah, many years ago, we had him on the show talking about the great Red Fox book that you had written." And at that time, Michael, you had promised me, so you got to come through with this. I'm going to, you know, tell it to the world that we were going to talk about the book with Bobby Darin, because I'm a big Bobby Darin fan. So we'll have to do that one day.
It would be my pleasure. He was a fascinating man.
I don't doubt that. Okay, but the next book that came out, well, the book that's come out right now is called Shatner. And, of course, this is a book about William Shatner, who we all know as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, but he's gone on to do so many things, Boston Legal. The guy is unbelievable. When you wrote this book, did you have any cooperation from him?
No, I didn't, Ron. I had interviewed Bill Shatner for the New York Post about 10 years ago. At the time, he had a talk show on the Bio Channel. It was a cable network called Shatner's Raw Nerve. It was a really good talk show.
Yeah,
he interviewed celebrity guests.
I remember that.
And that was fine. You know, I interviewed him for that. But I did reach out to his camp when I signed the contract for this book. And I was told that he had, quote, an overcommitted production schedule, which basically means he's not going to talk to you.
Right.
He's too busy. Well, that's what they said. They said he was too busy, so I couldn't get a hold of him. However, that's not the worst thing in the world, especially for somebody like Bill Shatner, who's had such a long, illustrious career. I mean, there's so much to cover there. I would have loved to have spoken to him, mostly about his childhood in Montreal, because that's what always interests me about celebrities that I write about, their formative years, because those are usually the years that people don't know too much about, because these people seem to come out of nowhere and all of a sudden they're celebrities. But no, I didn't get any cooperation from him. But I was able to speak to neighbors of his from Montreal, people who work with him throughout the years on Star Trek and different movies and television shows. And I think it's a pretty comprehensive look at his life and career that I hope people will learn a lot about him when they read the book.
You know, many, many years of me doing what I do, I did have the opportunity to interview him a couple of times, especially most recently when he was doing a show with Henry Winkler that took place overseas. It was a funny thing. But here's a man who is so well known. He's kind of like an icon to a generation. You respect it. But you say he's been imitated, beloved, but revered, but also disliked. And I guess I got to go in that corner first. Is he hard to work with?
Yes and no. I think through different phases of his career, he has been difficult to work with. When he was doing a Broadway show in the late 50s, early 60s called The World of Susie Wong, he fought with his co-star, Franz Noyen, who would actually later appear in an episode of Star Trek. They did not like each other. He actually had a physical altercation with one of his co-stars, a guy named Ron Randall. And that sort of reputation for being difficult followed him into Star Trek, although he would, if you had him on the phone now, he would probably say, well, I wasn't difficult to work with. It was the others who were. But I always say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And if you read or if you just hear about the books that his Star Trek castmates from the original series wrote, they all wrote most of them wrote their memoirs, Nichelle Nichols and George Takei, most famously, James Doohan. They all were very, very critical of Bill Shatner and his behavior on the set. They accused him of being arrogant, of rewriting scenes so he would get more screen time, more face time, pushing them out of the camera lens and when they were making the movies, rewriting scenes so their impact would be lessened. So, you know, whether or not that's true or not, I think you have to err a little bit on the side of caution. However, as I said, when there's more than one person saying this, you have to believe there's a kernel of truth to that.
Yeah.
And he's admitted to it. Every now, like, sometimes he'll say, yes, I could have been nicer, I could have been more understanding, I was too focused on the job and getting the job done. Other times he'll say, no, I don't know what they're talking about. He said that to me when I interviewed him for the Post, for the New York Post, and I asked him about, he was at the time fighting with George Takei. You know, they still are, actually.
Yeah.
These guys are both in their late 80s, and they're like 12-year-olds fighting with each other on Twitter and accusing each other of stupid things. And he said, I never had any problem with him, but apparently there were some problems. And I think, though, as he's matured and mellowed, I mean, I think anybody, as they get older, for the most part, they can look back on their career and assess their life and career and say, yeah, you know, maybe I should have handled that differently. We all do that. Hindsight is 20/20. I think he has reassessed how his behavior. And I think as he's gotten more mellow and older, the sailing has been smoother for him on different projects with which he's been associated.
Michael, back in 1966, when he first got the gig on Star Trek, was there any mention of the fact of what he thought of that script and never thinking that possibly this thing would turn into an American cultural icon?
It's a good question that I don't think anybody can answer. I mean, at the time, let's face it, the time to him, to Bill Shatner, it was another job. I mean, he, at that point in his career, he had made a few big-budget Hollywood movies, The Judgment of Nuremberg and The Brothers Karamazov, that hadn't really lifted him up into the upper echelons of A-list stars, I think, as he had been hoping. At the same time, he was keeping busy, unbelievably busy, with episodic television, live television, and here in New York, and going back to Toronto and Montreal and Los Angeles, and shooting episodes of The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock Presents and Playhouse 90 and Alcoa Theater. He was everywhere. On TV screens. So, and then he had a CBS series called For the People in 1965, and that was canceled, and that in turn led to Star Trek. So I think he, at the time, he just saw it as another job and another opportunity. And if you look back now, even diehard Star Trek fans will tell you the show was not a success. It was not a success in any of its three seasons on NBC. It was not very highly rated. But NBC did bring the show back year after year for those three seasons because it had a very loyal fan base, and they were writing letters to NBC officials, and it was popular enough to warrant at least another life for three seasons, but then it was over, and it was for everybody on that show. They just went on and moved on to the next gig, next acting job, and then who knew how much the show was going to take off when it started airing in repeats about a year and a half later. Yeah, a whole new generation discovered it. People who didn't see it the first time around started watching it. It was more accessible. It was on more often. It was on more stations. And it just really caught on and created this whole mythology that might have existed from the beginning, but now just grew to mythic proportions. And as it is, as we know it today, just one of the most popular, iconic shows in American television history.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you mentioned The Twilight Zone. Now, I remember that episode distinctly. That's where he saw the monster on the wing. A great role that he played. You remember that one?
Yes, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. There's a picture of it in the book for people who are interested. It's funny you mention that, Ron, because when he's talked about that episode. I actually interviewed the director of that episode. And again, you know, when they were making it, I mean, the Twilight Zone was a very respected show for its time, and of course Rod Serling was brilliant.
Right.
To them it was just, you know, another episodic show. You show up, you do your lines. They had a guy dressed in a gremlin costume jumping up and down on the wing of the plane, and you know, it was, to them, probably seemed kind of silly at the time, but it was very. That's one of the, to me, one of the best episodes of the series, and it really is creepy. Took on, as did Star Trek, mythical status years later. Shot in black and white, which I think helps.
Yeah,
there's something about black and white television. I don't know what it is. It just makes it more vibrant in a way.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, of course, his performance on Boston Legal, I think, is sensational. That character was great. The book is out right now, so we can get it. It's called Shatner. It's penned by Michael Seth Starr. And, Michael, it's a great book, really, as I suggest everybody get it, because everybody's a William Shatner fan of some sort or another. But you got to do me this favor now. You got to come back and talk about the Bobby Darin book.
Let's set it up.
Okay.
We'll set it up. I'd be happy to talk about Bobby.
Okay.
He was great.
And maybe down the line.
He's been allotted for 37 years, I'll tell you that.
And maybe down the road, even Raymond Burr, because that was another character that had an interesting background. Hey, Michael, it's always nice chatting with you, and I look forward to having you back, my friend. Good luck with Shatner, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Our guest has been Michael Seth Starr, and the name of the book is called Shatner's, which, by the way, this past March 22nd turned 90 years old. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On Seji Today, all across the USA and around the world, everything in the news is about the stimulus checks. Where are they? How do we get them? When do we get them? The whole nine yards. We have with us a friend of the show for a long time who's going to give us some great information. She's a best-selling author of Real Money Answers, and she has gone on to do a lot of things on television and on radio with regards to good financial advice. Joining us right now is our guest, Patrice Washington. Hi, Patrice. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm well, Ron. Thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, with all of the talk about the stimulus checks, all right, there are a lot of people that don't get them, and they wonder why. But many miss out on refunds because they have not filed tax returns. And you have a idea as to how this can be resolved.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let
You're listening to Ron Segi today, and I didn't know this. May is National Pet Month, and we are in May. And joining us right now is a pet expert known as the Wizard of Paws. She's the publisher of the Pet Living blog, and she's authored a book called Pampered Pets on a Budget. Joining us right now, Kristen Levine. Hi, Kristen. How are you? Happy Pet Month.
I'm great, Ron. Happy Pet Month to you as well.
Now, I have a pet. I have a 17-and-a-half-year-old poodle.
And wow.
His name is Presley, and he's gone everywhere with us. He's been all across this country, and boy, I tell you, I couldn't be more excited about having a pet than this one. Tell us about how you got the name the Wizard of Paws and what Pet Month is all about.
Sure. Well, I got the name from some of my teammates because I've had so many pets in my lifetime. I've had everything from dogs and cats to chickens to hamsters to donkeys to goats. I mean, you name it, I think I've had just about every pet there is to have. Plus, I've been working for a lot of years to help pets and people just live happier, healthier lives together.
You know, I don't understand. My family, I have two brothers, and one kind of liked pets, and the other one never had it. They had a pet rabbit for his daughters, which was, you know, oh boy, isn't that exciting. But, you know, I always used to say, because I wanted to be like my big brothers, you know, I'm not a pet guy. Well, I am a pet guy, okay? Everything revolves around this pet. What is it about pets, whether it be cats, dogs, parrots, turtles, what is it about them that there is this connection that we have that is sometimes more than within humans?
You know what? It's just because they make us happy, Ron. It's that simple. And not only do they make us happy because they're, you know, they make us laugh, they're loyal companions, but they literally impact our health in a positive way. Mm-hmm. You know, they reduce stress, they lower our blood pressure, and I think a lot of times we kind of take it for granted that they offer so many benefits, and that's really what National Pet Month is all about. It's about celebrating the benefits that pets bring to life and hopefully encouraging other people to recognize that, and hopefully they will adopt a pet and get that enjoyment in their life as well.
What do you do, 2020, but I got a check?
Right. So you could still be eligible for the third round. Yes, you could still be eligible, but again, there's millions of people who haven't done either. You know, we want you to be able to take advantage of all three rounds. So I want to break down how simple this is.
Okay.
And again, we're talking about that bottleneck that has occurred. So a lot of people are totally eligible, but for one reason or another, they haven't seen the direct deposit. They haven't received a paper check. They haven't gotten anything. And so there's two ways. There's two things we're looking at here, and there's some really cool special sign-up bonuses that MasterCard has come up with the Walmart Money Card and the NetSpend Liberty Tax prepaid MasterCard. And it's simple. So qualifying new customers who use Liberty Tax's services to file their tax returns can receive 30% off tax prep, which I know is helpful, plus a $15 bonus. If they select the NetSpend Liberty Tax prepaid MasterCard for the disbursement of any tax refund, they'll also receive another $15, right? So that's 30% off tax prep plus a bonus of $30 that will be added to the card for them. All you have to do is make a tax appointment at libertytax.com, file your tax return with Liberty Tax, get your card, receive the funds. And again, not just for the third round, you could be eligible for the second and first round funds to come to you as well. And now they'll have a place to send the funds more quickly, more securely. Now, there's another option, too. If you've already filed but you're still going, I don't know what's going on, they say my address was rejected or any number of things, you can purchase a new Walmart Money Card and register that card online. You'll receive $10 after you deposit your stimulus payment, and you can qualify for another $20 bonus when you direct deposit your payroll or government benefits in the amount of $500 or more. So there's two options here, and they're about giving the government the specific place you want your stimulus payment to go to that's quick, it's more secure, and you're not waiting by the mailbox every day and trying to call the IRS, because we know they're overwhelmed with all the calls and people are not getting the answers they need right now.
Are these locations for Liberty Tax everywhere?
They are. It's a national chain. I know that this partnership in particular with MasterCard is just making sure that folks can get these prepaid debit cards and at least have something that they can go back to the IRS.gov website and go, hey, direct my payment here. Like, send my funds here because this is a card in my hand that I know is secure, that I know is reloadable, because what if there's future stimulus payments, right?
Sure.
If they have updated information for you, now you are further up in the line to receive those payments sooner, quicker, faster, because you have a card that can be reloaded with your stimulus funds.
I think that's a great idea. I really do. I mean, it just seems very natural that that is an avenue, if you will, to get the money and knowing that it's there and getting it quicker, I think, is it not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We've heard of snail mail. So if you need these funds immediately, Ron, there's no reason to wait for weeks or months if they can get it to you digitally much sooner.
Yeah, I think that's the shortcoming of the government, that they can't get these things in the people's hands in time. And by the time that they do get them, their expenses have doubled and tripled, and it's almost not even going to make an impact. So this is a great way to alleviate that problem. Where, Patrice, can we go for more information? Is there a site we can go to?
Yes. So you can go to MasterCard.com/stimulus. It will walk you through the process for both options that I shared. Just go to MasterCard.com/stimulus.
Okay. We want to have you back in the near future because I want to talk about how you made a lot of money, then didn't make a lot of money, and now back on top of the game. That's a fascinating story. Would you come back and talk to us about that, Patrice?
Oh, for you, anytime.
Okay.
You just let me know.
Okay. Happy tax season, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Bye-bye. Patrice Washington has been our guest. Well, she knows her stuff. And this is about how to set up direct payments of stimulus funds through prepaid cards. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for joining us on this last weekend of the month. And our guests include comedian John Viner, actor Bryan Cranston, also another great comedian, Tom Dreesen, actress Holly Robinson-Peete, Louis Anderson from Ripley's Believe It or Not, Ed Meyer, author Michael Starr talking about a book that he penned about William Shatner, who just turned this past March 22nd, 90 years old, and Patrice Washington. Well, we'll be looking for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.